Next up, a woman's quest to find her birth parents' medical records to get crucial information she wants to make decisions about her own and her children's medical conditions, and the stonewall she's run into because of Quebec's closed adoption record legislation. Patricia Carter got in touch with us here at Daybreak to share her story and to share her frustration with Quebec's closed adoption records rule. Quebec is one of the few Canadian jurisdictions which still has the rule. And Patricia, her case, well, she was adopted in Montreal in 1966, and she has since settled out on the West Coast in Nanaimo, British Columbia. Because of the time difference to the West Coast, we spoke to her down the line just after Monday's program. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you realize you needed the records, the medical records of your parents?
Over 20 years ago, my oldest son had a mysterious seizure, and he was rushed to the hospital and had various tests. And at that point, I thought it was a really good idea to try to track down my medical history, because I had none except for my own at that point in time.
And what, can you just tell us a little bit more about it? What was it that made you think your birth parents' medical history might really give you some crucial information?
Well, I wasn't exactly the healthiest child either. I had various conditions, and given the fact that a lot of conditions can be passed on to your children, I thought that it was probably in the best interest of my family to track down what information I could. I had nothing. I had no history of any kind of either heart conditions or cancer or anything, no information whatsoever. And the people who adopted me didn't have any information either. Their look at the whole situation and of many other adoptive parents of the time was, well, we'll just take this child and pretend that, you know, the history behind it never happened, which is can be in some cases a very dangerous outlook.
And you've recently had a breast cancer diagnosis.
Yes, I was diagnosed almost a year ago, and I did go through treatment. But my treatment options were limited because there is a genetic test available to determine if one carries a mutated gene, which could make breast cancer recur. And so I asked one of my oncologists if I could take the test, and they said no, because the medical protocol is that only one immediate, you need to know of one immediate family member who has had a similar type of breast cancer. And of course, in my case, because I don't have any history or medical information, then I was denied the test.
And of course, I mean, that genetic information that you can get from those tests, it can give you some more options. Sometimes the decisions to make are pretty painful ones, but nevertheless, it gives you some control.
Exactly. And I was, in my own head, I was thinking if I did carry the gene, then that I knew exactly which treatment that I was going to opt for. And as it stands now, fortunately, I only had to undergo the least invasive of the treatments. But I still wonder all the time if it's going to recur, if I'm going to pass it on. At least if it is passed on, my family would be aware of it.
Tell us a bit about your efforts to try to get details of your adoption records. You were put up for adoption here in Montreal, and it was through Batshaw Youth Protection Services, I understand.
Yeah, that's correct. So basically, I filled out forms with the information that I did have, which was limited to the information of my adopted family, as I didn't have any other information. And then that form was submitted to Batshaw, and as well a $450 fee to perform a search. Part of it was refunded at the end when they told me that they couldn't find any information, further information, aside from my non-identifying information of my birth parents.
Batshaw told us that there's nothing that holds them back from giving you medical information. They can't give you the file. They can't just send you information about your birth parents. But if there were medical information to give, they could. It's just possibly that means they don't have it.
I understand. understand that. And I know for a fact that the social worker who was assigned to my file, I spoke with her, and she said there is a lot of information contained in my file that she is not legally allowed to give to me, such as the first name of my birth father. I mean, I don't have any of that. There are ways and means, and private detectives, search angels, etc., and nothing illegal. I'm not condoning that anybody go out and, you know, show up at somebody's door and disrupt their lives or anything like that, but it's a right to be able to know where you came from and who your family is. And I mean, even if you're speaking to a second cousin, or if you find somebody who has information, who knows of a family member and says, oh, yes, I remember she had breast cancer and she died when she was 40 or something like that. I mean, that is very, very helpful.
Do you even know whether your birth parents are alive?
No, I don't have a clue. Nothing. I mean, according to the information that I received from Batshaw, my mom was 29 and my dad was 22, which in itself is a very curious fact, given that a lot of unwed mothers were much younger. So that makes her close to 80. So I'm not particularly hopeful that she is actually still alive, but I believe that I deserve to know.
We spoke to a woman named Caroline Fortin, who's president of something called Le Mouvement Retrouvailles, which is a group here in Quebec that helps reunite adoptive children with their birth parents. And you know, as in your case, tries to provide information for people seeking their files. And she told us that Quebec is actually lagging behind when it comes to accessing records. Here's what she said.
It's easier in Ontario, in British Columbia, Manitoba are working on changing the law, New Brunswick, Nova Scotia. So in Quebec, it's very hard without the consent of the person. And if the person that you are looking for is dead, it's not possible to have any information.
And that is something that I really surprised me, that if your birth parents are deceased, that's it, the door closes. What mm-hmm. changes would you like to see from the Quebec government?
I would very much like to see the sealed adoption records in the province of Quebec opened and available for people who are adopted there. There are other provinces in Canada and countries in the world that have either always had open adoption records or have opened their records without incident. So given that, I mean, I would urge Quebec to do the right thing and open our records and allow this information to be available to us, because it's there.
What about concerns for the respect of the privacy of the birth parents?
From what I understand and from the research that I have personally done, there are many ways that this can be maintained through vetoes, through consent, through just legal means and channels that can be built in when the adoption records are opened. There are other provinces in Canada who had sealed records, which since have been opened without incident. So I'm baffled as to why Quebec is not opening the records. It just seems in this day and age to be such a simple thing.
We did get some indication from the Ministry of Justice, a spokesperson there called Jolyane Pronovost, who says that they are preparing a new bill, probably for the fall, that will look at adoption files and could address some of the concerns you've raised. I mean, I know that's nothing that is particularly specific, and it is something that we will follow, but what is your next move?
My next move, and I'm very happy to hear that, it doesn't leave me with a great amount of hope, because this has happened before and the bill has just been dumped. I would like to see actually the ministry work with adoptees and parents, birth parents, to craft something that would be beneficial to everyone and with respect as well, so that you know, nobody is going to be, their lives are not going to be intruded upon or disrupted to a point where it ruins it for everyone. And I, you know, given the fact that we're all adults, we're not children anymore, I think that this can be accomplished. And I'm hopeful that, you know, the records will be opened at some point in time, but I don't know how soon.
Patricia Carter, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
Patricia Carter, who lives in Nanaimo, and really they're making an appeal to Quebec to loosen or drop altogether, really, the rules that keep files of adoptive parents closed. Patricia's had a breast cancer diagnosis. The genetics of all of that really are crucial to her decision making. And her son has had medical problems as well. And for that reason, she really does want to know the full genetic details of her birth parents. Any thoughts on that? If that rings familiar to you on either side of that discussion, whether you have had a child put up for adoption or whether you're an adoptee,